Hey everybody, welcome to Eggs with Benedicts.
Oh no, Gabe, you got the name wrong.
What's that?
It's so embarrassing for you. You got it wrong. It's Trends with Benefits.
Yes.
That's not what I said.
No.
You said Eggs with Benedicts.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry.
Oh, you've had a long week.
It has been a long week for me. My name is Gabe Dannon. I'm here with my friends July Diaz.
Hello.
And Agata.
Hi.
And we're here to talk about what's trending on the web and in our lives and in your lives and in the lives of celebrities. Okay, so right now it's Thursday evening around 7:30 at night, and we're here, and we're going to talk about what's out there and what is trending. And hopefully what's trending will be out there.
Yeah, because this is the 70s. I don't even know what decade people said that.
Out there?
Yeah.
People are always saying out there. That is out there, man. Don't you say that?
No, I've literally never heard anyone say that.
I'm a little bit older than these two, so they know a little bit more about what's trending, if I'm being perfectly honest. But I feel like I hear out there. Maybe it's only when I'm talking to my parents.
Well, use it in a sentence again.
Oh, man. Guys, have you seen this new show, The Affair? It's so out there. They have one half of the show is from his point of view.
Okay. Well, you don't have to keep the big story.
Yeah, it's in a sentence. Yeah.
So the idea is, if something is out there, it's really going to lead to more conversation.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but I don't hear people say that ever.
Yeah, I more hear kids say, like, that's out of sight.
Right. See, to me, that sounds more outdated.
Really?
Out of sight.
I like using groovy, too.
Yeah?
Groovy?
Mm-hmm. Radical.
Mm-hmm.
Tweet us at TrendsWBenefits.
Yeah.
And let us know if you say out there. All of you out there.
Hashtag it out there.
Yeah. Tweet at us, TrendsWBenefits, hashtag it out there, and tell us if you say out there.
I mean, I do think that I know a lot about what's happening with young people because I'm just on the internet like 24 hours a day. And I get that information constantly. But, like, I don't know.
You think people are saying what's shaking Veronica more than out there? What's that phrase?
What's shaking Veronica?
What the hell is that?
We talked about it in another episode. There was a phrase where people say, what's going on, Sheila?
Or like, you mean bye, Felicia?
Bye, Felicia. There we go.
Wow, you were so far away from that. I mean, I
do like what's shaking Veronica.
What's shaking Veronica? That's gotta be the new cool thing.
Yeah, it's a nice pickup line.
Green Bay Packers are obsessed with Settlers of Catan.
Oh my god, I just played that last night.
Oh, the game Settlers of Catan?
Yeah.
Thank you, robot voice. Okay, so the Green Bay Packers are obsessed with Settlers of Catan. The football team.
Mm-hmm. But I think we...
No, it's a board game.
I think we've learned...
No, the Green Bay Packers.
I think we've learned something else, is that a god is on the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, are you a cornerback and you haven't even been telling us?
A cornerback? Sure.
Are you a
cheesehead? I know things about football. I am a cheesehead. I do like cheese curds a lot. So I feel like I would really like being in Wisconsin.
Mm.
So, yeah, I've never played Settlers of Catan. Is this a thing where the Green Bay Packers are they're putting their official endorsement behind the game?
Oh, yeah. It's all they're doing during the breaks in the locker room, apparently.
It's a very popular game. People love it.
Yeah, I hear a lot about it.
It's fun. It is fun. It's one of those games where you can kind of screw people over, so you can, like, you know, get in fights and stuff because you kind of have a little bit of control over what's happening. But so that's why I like it, because I like to just, you know, end my night in a huge argument.
Sounds like Don't Wake Daddy nights back in the college dorms.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
What?
You had nights where you're playing Don't Wake Daddy in the dorms?
Yeah, Back when I went to college university.
Butthole university.
And was living in the dorms.
Yeah, yeah.
We would just stay up hours and hours, me and the guys from the quad.
The quad boys, I think you guys called each other that.
Yeah, we called. Yeah, we called each other the quad boys, and we would just stay up for hours and hours playing Don't Wake Daddy.
Great. It sounds fun.
Yeah, it really does.
We should resurrect those. If you guys are in, if you July and Agata or any listeners are down for some late night DWD.
I do like board games. We should play board games.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Yeah.
I'm a Trivial Pursuit. I like that one. Especially
I'm too stupid
like the
for that
sets
game.
That are like from the 40s where all the questions are really outdated.
Mm-hmm. I'm too dumb. Unless it's like about, you know, the Kardashians or something.
Trivial Pursuit Kardashian edition.
Yeah.
Like it's like kind of like Kim Kardashian's app. Did you guys see that?
Right, she had some kind of board game app.
It was like it wasn't a board game. It was like a just a mobile game that's like
Yeah, that's what I mean. Mobile game where you are Kim Kardashian or you're trying to be Kim Kardashian or like a Kim Kardashian and she's guiding you.
I think that I never played it. I think that's what it is that you're another character and she's around
like as your mentor maybe.
Yeah, just teaching you how to be, you know, perfect.
Oh.
Well, I don't know if I have that. I mean, we haven't talked that much about the Green Bay Packers playing Settlers of Catan, but good for them, you know?
Yeah, like Agata said, it's a good way to get out some aggression during... I mean, I guess it's good and bad, you know? You want to have some energy to tackle the bad guys on the other team, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how football works.
No, that's what it is.
To it's tackle the bad guys.
Yeah, you tackle the bad guys, you get the pigskin, you run 40 yards.
No.
How many yards is it? 60.
We are huge sports fans on this podcast.
I know all the rules of football.
You do?
I do.
Break them down.
Ask me anything.
Okay, what's the biggest one?
Ask me.
Yeah, what's the biggest? just what's the biggest one?
Touchdown.
So touchdown, that's the biggest
that's
one.
The big, what's the smallest one?
Extra point. Definitely extra point.
Mm. Yes, that's where you throw Gatorade on.
You dump Gatorade
on your coach.
Mm-hmm.
And then you all lick it off him, right?
Mm-hmm. That's how teams get extra points, right?
No, you guys are way off.
What? How do you do it then? How do you do it?
How do I do it?
How do you do it?
How do I do an extra point in football?
Yeah.
How do you do the big one?
The touchdown?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to get the ball across the end zone of the bad guys team.
The bad guys?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it doesn't sound like you guys are interested in football.
No, I'm interested. So the bad guys, there's like 12 of bad guys at once and they all run at the ball.
Well, it's like, there's an equal number of bad guys to all the good guys on your team,
mm-hmm.
and they all have your name, only it says Wah in front of it. So if your name is July, the person who's like covering you is Wah July.
Got it.
And he usually has some kind of evil mustache and an evil cackle.
What about me?
Yours would be Wagata. And, actually, Wagata might actually be nicer than Agata.
What the hell?
Me, you might be the Wa.
Why? Why would you say that? I thought we were friends.
So these bad guys, they could only move side to side, correct? And they have a big old pole stuck in the side of their body?
Sure.
The Price is Right announcer runs on treadmill backwards, eats it.
There's a comma in there.
There is a comma.
What I'm gathering from that is that the announcer for The Price is Right.
Drew Carey?
No, he's the host.
Oh.
The announcer's like the guy who says, it's time to come on down.
Oh, yeah. I guess I thought it was Drew Carey.
So he did something backwards on a treadmill and fell?
Yeah.
Is this some kind of... Is there a video of it?
There is a video.
And then... But wait, you forgot the most important part.
What?
He ate it.
That's right. He ate all of it.
The treadmill?
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's running and he falls. He's running opposite the way you're supposed to run on a treadmill as he's announcing that you can win a treadmill.
Oh, wait, I don't understand.
He's standing on a treadmill, but he's facing the wrong direction.
Okay.
So he falls, and he's like saying out loud, a new treadmill.
Is he a really old guy?
He looks like he could be in his 50s.
Okay. So he's probably like not the original Price is Right announcer.
No.
No way. That's Drew Carey.
Unless, yeah, everyone knows Drew Carey's the original.
Was it funny?
I mean, it's, you want to scale it on a scale of one to
fail?
Fail? I'll give it a fail. I mean, it looks like he hurt himself pretty bad.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
We don't support that on this show.
No.
Speak for yourself.
This is, I mean, I'm looking at July right now. Uh-huh. Is this not what I was talking about?
What?
I was saying Agata might be the evil, the Wa.
You mean Wagata?
She might be, her real name might be Wagata, and she's been lying to us. Because you just said...
Why would you bring this up on the air? We could talk about it later.
Wait a minute. Now that you mention it, she has a huge yellow hat on.
It's the new trend. Big hats.
I thought she was just a Curious George fan.
But look, there's a huge W and an A on it, too.
That just stands for... Willy awesome.
Willy awesome. Okay.
Should we talk about what we're doing on Saturday as it pertains to Price is Right?
We should.
People are probably going to be really excited.
Okay. So people who listen to this show know that we like to do a little something called hoedowns. They're taken from the show Whose Line Is It Anyway? The game show where nobody matters.
Where points don't matter.
Where the... Okay, right. Sorry.
I mean, it's not nobody matters. That was pretty... Wait a minute. Listeners, I just noticed that Gabe has a huge purple hat on.
What?
This might be Gabe.
No! Me?
I mean, your
voice is changing. Okay, say something else. Okay, you sound the same.
Anyway, right. So we love Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yes.
Our goal, I think, is to have everybody, every Whoser on the show.
Right? Yeah, living and not living.
Well, ghost too. Living, obviously.
Ghost too.
Yeah, ghosts.
And those of you who are in the like Whose Line fan community, I know that there's a lot of arguments over whether we want to be called Whose Heads or Whosers. Some people say Whosers sounds like losers. Some people say, well, I like that. There's like a whole thing.
Who said that?
And I just want to clarify something right now. We, as fans of Whose Line Is It Anyway, are Whose Heads.
What?
The people on the show are Whosers.
You can't make that declaration.
I agree.
Okay, well, I guess you can for July, but not for me. I'm a free spirit, Gabe.
What do you contend, then?
I like something a little classier, you know?
What?
Just Whose.
Whose? You mean, like, the characters from The Grinch?
Yeah.
How is that classy?
It's, you know, succinct, classy.
Well, they do have classy,
I think,
nice hair.
The canonical way of saying it is that we are Whose Heads.
Mm-hmm.
I don't subscribe.
The cast members are Whosers. Mm-hmm. We as Whose Heads could never dream of being Whosers. It's too pie in the sky. Anyway, the point of all of this is July and myself and Agata and Wagata and my girlfriend Andrea... We are all going to a taping of Whose Line Is It Anyway on Saturday.
You gotta You got a ticket for Wagata?
I did.
Yeah, we did.
They asked me to put down the name of everyone in my party. And I put your name, Agata.
Uh-huh.
Last name redacted. And Wagata, same last name, also redacted.
That's what it says? Same last name, also redacted?
Yeah.
I mean, you should know, Agata, that's your last name.
I know what my last name is.
Okay, well.
Well, who's to say that Wagata would have the same last name as me? Hmm. Are we related?
Maybe because you are Wagata.
But these are bold claims.
Anyway,
back it up.
So because we're really big Who's heads, the four of us really,
mm-hmm.
we feel that it's our duty to be there to see it live at least once while the original cast is still alive. So we're
good. What? Are they dying or?
And so we're gonna go, and it's apparently not that just as easy as showing up and watching these comedy masterminds do their thing.
No.
Apparently you just have to not pee for a whole day.
Yeah, the materials say that you have to watch 4 straight hours of recorded Whose Line Is It Anyway, and you're not allowed to get up for any reason.
Unless you're having a baby at
yeah,
that
unless
exact
you're
moment.
Pregnant. Unless you're in labor, you're not allowed to get out of your seat to use the restroom during the 4 hours of recording Whose Line Is It Anyway.
Yeah, unless you're having a baby or your suggestion is I'm shitting my pants, then you cannot leave the studio.
So, and we're doing this for the show. So next week you can tune in and hear all about our fun journey to CBS Radford Studios for Whose Line Is It Anyway? The game where I don't know what matters and the points are dumb.
You almost got it this time.
Do we dare do a hoedown about going to see Whose Line Is It Anyway? We should do the before hoedown and the after hoedown.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, so the person who hooked us up with the tickets in the first place is the musical director from Whose Line Is It Anyway, Laura Hall, who comes by and visits our show every now and again.
Oh, that's the door. She's entering.
Hi, Laura.
Hello.
Hi. The fans have been writing in, and they actually have some questions for you. Would you answer some fan questions?
No.
Okay. Laura is really... Laura, you're not good on this show. I'm sorry. Will you play the theme, please?
Oh, it's gonna be so much fun holding in my pee. I hope I can do it for 3 hours of sitting and listening to some hoedowns. It's gonna be so fun. Yay!
I'm really excited to go and see the show. I want to get up there and maybe do a little dance. I'm not excited about holding in all that pee, but what are you going to do? It's France.
Oh, I am excited to go and see Who's Line. They say that we can't pee, but I think that's fine. I think it's worth it for a chance to see the brilliant comic stylings of Colin Mochrie.
I thought you were going to say Wayne Brady.
That would work too.
This is a freestyle. Look at me. Singing along. No hands free. Hey, I hope I see Wayne Brady. That's going to be great, great, great.
Great, great, great. Great.
Someone told me today that nobody likes hoedown, so I hope that's not true for our listeners.
I can tell you we've gotten lots of pro hoedown emails that
oh, really?
Say that that's not true at all.
Yeah, also
lots of people are loving the hoedowns.
Yeah, just keep the compliments rolling in, and if you have something just not nice to say, I'd say just keep it to yourself.
I agree.
Yeah. Listen to Wagata on that.
Yeah. I agree.
And that Wagata.
Do you want to do a July's Funny Pages?
Yes. This time around, we have a special fan submission.
Oh, excellent.
This was sent in by Savannah Nix, our good friend.
Oh, and fan.
And fan.
She's a fan?
It's a fan submission.
Oh.
So mm-hmm. She must be. Hi, Savannah.
Hi, Savannah.
How's that baby of yours?
Oh, goo-goo.
Okay, so if fans can submit ideas for comics for July to do, please send those in, too. Hey@twb.cool. Send those in. Hey@twb.cool. July, do your funny pages.
Cool. So this is a Garfield comic. And guess what? This is ripped from a actual newspaper.
Okay, so it was sent to you scanned
yeah.
or photographed
yeah.
from an actual newspaper.
Yeah.
Let's okay.
hear it. So it'd be amazing because this time around, we don't know where anyone is.
Okay.
So this is a classic three panel. First panel has John, Lady John, and Garfield.
Okay, Lady John's his girl or his sister?
Again, unclear.
I think if it's the same Lady John we've seen before, it's Liz, who was the veterinarian, but now I think is either married or just fucking John.
Yeah. Let's say they're just fucking.
Okay. We'll just make that decision.
Yeah.
For them.
Okay.
Okay. Right. So
but he doesn't want to commit. Is that?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I mean, because Garfield also doesn't want to commit because they live together, you know?
True. Okay.
All right, so John and Lady John are in a conversation that Garfield is just listening in on. So this is what John says. I dreamed about you last night, Liz. Oh, confirmation. Lady John's name is Liz.
Yes, we've established this on previous episodes. Go ahead.
Liz says, how sweet. Garfield has a face on him. He's like, I'm not having this. Yeah, he's still listening.
Okay. He's just sitting around while they're making goo-goo eyes at each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
Second panel. John says, I also dreamed about Godzilla.
Okay. Suddenly not as sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
He's dreaming about her, but that's less romantic to say he also dreamed of Godzilla.
Yeah. Also, what is he? Well, which Godzilla? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matthew Broderick era Godzilla? 90s?
Bryan Cranston era Godzilla?
Something like that. All right.
Liz says, different dream, I hope. Now okay. She has like a kind of... Oh, wait. Actually, she has the same face as the previous. So she doesn't even seem perturbed by this at all.
Okay.
Final panel. John says, then let's say it was.
Okay.
And then Garfield's thinking, as he walks away, I'll be leaving the room now.
And that's what he was doing.
As he was leaving the room.
So they were like about to bang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. Godzilla, oh. Godzilla style.
Oh, I see. Wait, you saw the latest Godzilla movie, right?
Yeah.
Isn't there Godzilla sex in it?
There is. I hated it so much. I hated it. I should have known better. I know I don't like movies like that.
Mm. Now we learn that Wagata hates Godzilla sex.
No, that was the only part I liked.
Oh, okay.
So you are Wagata.
Wagata loves Godzilla.
No. I'm not Wagata. I got confused.
Okay, so, all right. So to recap, they were talking, and then it got really randy, and Garfield was like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I don't want to be any part of this sex.
Garfield felt the juices emulating from both of their bodies. And it
gross.
Yeah, Garfield had his tongue out, you know, like the wolves in those cartoons where...
Rolls out?
Yeah, rolls out.
Like a fruit roll-up?
Yeah, he was like sticking it back into his mouth as he walked away, and he was thinking, oh man, I gotta get out of here, otherwise I might join in on this Godzilla sex.
Right.
You know?
Well, yeah.
Because we all know Garfield's a sex addict.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the underlying issue that he deals with every week, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. No, I've never picked up on that before.
What? Yeah. It's so obvious.
I mean, he hates Mondays. He loves lasagna. Lasagna is just a metaphor for sex.
Oh.
If you think about it.
Right.
Garfield hates Mondays, so thus he loves hump day. you know, he hates Mondays, so he dreads that day. He sleeps in on Tuesdays, and he's just fucking on Wednesday.
He just, who is he fucking, Odie?
No, he has Girl Garfield to fuck.
Where's Girl Garfield? I've never seen her.
She's like gray looking. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Gabe? You know.
There's another cat on the show, a little kitten
show.
Named on the, yeah, it was a cartoon too, in yeah. the comic. There was a little kitten named Nermal.
There you go, Nermal.
I think Nermal is a boy.
So Nermal is...
Hey, who am I to judge? Garfield fucks whoever he wants to.
You called Nermal Lady Garfield.
Well, he has lady-like features, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Is Garfield fucking him or not?
Yeah, there's no question. Wagata, he's fucking Nermal.
I'm not Wagata.
Oh, sorry. Wagata stepped out of the room.
I'm confirming that Nermal is a boy. Even though he kind of has eyelashes, you're right.
Thank you.
Like, that's these are like stripes on his face, but they kind of look like eyelashes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for another great July's Funny Pages. Savannah, thanks for sending in. That was a great comic to send in.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you can send in your comic suggestions to hey@twb.cool, and we will read them on the air.
Ask Agata is my segment where you submit questions on the website, twb.cool/ask. Ask me anything that you need advice about in your life. You know, your job, your boyfriend, body hair, whatever it is. And you can also call in. What's the number?
Right. So we're getting lots of questions in, great questions being sent into our form at twb.cool. But we also have a phone number that you can either call or text. If you call, you can leave voicemail messages, and the phone number is 432-AGATA-HI.
Yeah.
432-AGATA-HI.
Hi. And you can just, if you call that number, it's just a voicemail that we'll check. You're not going to have to, like, talk to us.
Mm-mm.
If you're scared and, you know, socially anxious.
No, just a voicemail. Just call in. Leave your questions, and you'll hear yourself on our little show.
Great.
So our first question comes from TT from the HHFs on E.C, whatever that means. Dear Agata, I have a girl problem. Work with this girl, obv chemistry, light flirting for about 6 months now. We went to Rome together on a work trip. She got a BF for like 2 years now. They've been moved in together for like 3 months now. She is a bit older than me. Actually, not sure. I'm 24. She's maybe 29. She looks younger. She's an immigrant and has to travel to LA to visit her homeland's consulate to renew her passport. She asked me to go with her. It's on a Thursday. We're flying down in the morning and flying back in the evening. Just the two of us. Alone. Is she trying to make something happen? Or would I make a fool of myself for falling into that?
Interesting. Okay, so he's feeling his coworker, right? And she has a boyfriend.
Yes, for like 2 years. They've been together for like 3 months.
They've been living together for 3 months, right?
Yeah. Her and her boyfriend have been living together for like 3 months. She's a little older than him. She's an immigrant. She has to go to the consulate to renew her passport, and she wants him to go with her. And he wants to know.
And it's a day trip?
It sounds like a day trip. I don't... Yeah.
Well, I don't understand why she asked him to go with her.
Yeah, I mean...
That sounds really weird.
Honestly, I feel like there's not even enough information for how long that question was.
If you're asking if you should hook up with her, then obviously, yeah. Like.
Oh, I'm sorry. She has a boyfriend. Did you hear when I said that?
Yeah, but, like, she's obviously not into it. She's trying to feel him out, see if he's into it.
So, wait a minute. She should break up?
They just moved in together, like, 3 months ago.
Well, I mean, she's probably annoyed with him.
Then she should break up with him. Right?
Yeah.
Nah.
No?
Mm-mm.
Oh, so, what should she do?
Well, it's not what should she do. It's what should he do, which is, you know...
Right. Oh, no, she didn't write in for advice.
You're right.
Am I allowed to weigh in?
Sure.
I think you should make sure that they break up first before you do anything.
But why is that your problem?
It's not my problem. This was an advice question. I thank God that this is not my problem.
No, I mean, like, why is it your problem to get involved in someone else's relationship?
It's not my problem.
Okay, great.
Am I not understanding what you're asking?
Apparently not.
Okay, so what's the issue here?
I think it's been resolved.
No, what? It's not your problem? Is that...
I think it sounds like if this guy is okay with breaking the vow of a 2-year relationship, there's a vow involved in a 2-year relationship.
Is there?
Well, I mean, if you feel like wrecking a new home, a 3-month-old fledgling baby sapling home, then and just pull it out of the roots, then you can do it. Or you can be a nice guy. I wouldn't go on that trip. Why would you go on that trip?
Because he's a nice guy, and she asked him to.
I don't know.
I think
temptation. I don't trust
it'll
her.
It'll be like that show, The Affair, where they have a motel room like off in the island.
Right.
Mm-hmm. For one day, and then they go home to their families at night.
That was Ask Agata?
Okay.
Wait a minute.
What?
It's just not our problem anymore?
Well, what's the solution?
I'm saying he should go on the trip and hook up with her.
So you're saying it's okay for this person to just throw away hours of love and affection to this other woman?
Who cares?
Now I'm starting to feel like I know you better, Wagata. It seems like you're trying to...
It's not me.
...tear up these people's relationships.
Wagata. There's no W.
That's what Wagata would say.
I don't know. I thought we were trying to give people good advice on this show. Is that not?
Maybe you could have your own segment if you don't like my advice segment.
Okay. All right. Listen to Agata. Keep those questions coming in. twb.cool/ask or 432 Agata. Hi. If you wanna fuck but you don't know why, call 432 Agata. Hi.
I do know the answer to that.
There's this website. I don't know who put it up, but it's really a service that's out there for people. It's called Fuck, Marry, Kill. It's at fmk.io. I have no idea what it is. There's no information on the site at all. But all it does is seemingly deliver 3 random people whenever you load the page. And you can decide whom you want to fuck, marry, and kill. Random people come up, and then you decide. So I'm just going to run this generator here, and okay. Then I'll do one for Agata, and I'll do one for July. And you guys can both weigh in, cool. So we'll see what happens, all right?
All right.
Mm-hmm. It's time for Fuck, Marry, Kill! I'll add a reverb to that in post.
Cool.
Can you add reverb to my voice every time I speak?
No, but what I'll do is I'll leave the reverb on until after this sentence. So you'll get reverb on your voice for that thing you just said, but I'm going to turn it off right now.
No, can you extend it for a little bit? I got...
Nope, it was off.
Wagata.
I'm not Wagata.
All right, your first... FMK, this is for you, Agata.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa Simpson, Will Arnett, or Selma Blair? Not or, and all of them. Lisa Simpson, Will Arnett, and Selma Blair.
I feel like this is a really obvious one.
Okay, go for it.
Fuck Selma, marry Will, kill Lisa Simpson.
Really?
You don't see it that way? We never agree on these. It's been a while since we played.
I'm not even going to say what I think. July, do you have any difference of opinion?
Yeah, I'm going to marry Lisa Simpson because I need to be a part of the Simpsons family. Come on. You got to be in there. Yeah. I mean, how long
if you want to be anybody in Springfield.
Yeah, I want to move to Springfield. It'd be amazing. And then I'll fuck Will Arnett. He seems like a chill dude. I'll just
fuck him.
Yeah, I'll fuck him.
And Selma Blair?
Yeah.
You'll kill her?
I'm going to have to kill Selma.
Wait, would you marry Lisa Simpson?
Me?
Yeah.
I would marry Lisa Simpson, have sex with Selma Blair, and I would kill Will Arnett.
Wow. That's rough.
Mm-hmm.
Marry Lisa Simpson?
Yeah. Because I like a girl with brains.
Mm-hmm. But Lisa's so annoying.
Don't you dare talk about my future wife like that.
Okay, July, are you ready for your FMK?
Yes.
Your choices for FMK are Mulan from the movie Mulan.
Uh-huh.
Stephen King, author Stephen King.
Oh, wow.
And the late Karen Carpenter. Mulan, Stephen King, and Karen Carpenter. That's who came up.
Hmm. Fuck. Marry or kill? Okay, I'm going to kill Karen Carpenter because she's already not with us. Okay. So that's easy. You know, I don't have to think about doing much.
But you'll anger her ghost.
Oh, shit, you're right. I guess I'll just have to be haunted by Karen Carpenter's ghost then.
Okay.
I can live with that. Then I will marry Mulan because I just want to live in a fantasy animated China.
Okay. I hope Lisa Simpson doesn't get jealous.
Yeah, I might have to divorce Lisa before I marry Mulan.
You think you can divorce Lisa?
So you're going to fuck Stephen King?
Yeah, I'm going to have to fuck Stephen King. I can't kill him, and I can't marry him. I don't want to be listening to all his creepy, scary stories.
So you're just going to have to fuck him?
Sure. It'll be quick. It'll be in and out, and then I'm gone.
That might not be up to you.
Wait a minute. What do you mean?
Agata, do you have a difference of opinion on this one?
I would fuck Mulan. I would marry Steven because he probably, I don't know.
Makes lots of book money.
Well, I mean, he has that movie about him, right? I don't know what percentage of that check he gets.
He has a movie about him?
But Mulan is in a movie.
Wait, what's the movie about Stephen King? Oh.
I thought we were talking about Stephen Hawking.
No. Yeah, Stephen Hawking has very scary stories.
I was so confused when you said that. I was like, why? Why would he have scary stories?
So, okay. You'll still marry him.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I guess I would kill Karen too.
Great.
What about you?
I would marry Mulan. Because I like a girl with brains.
You don't got to keep singing that.
I would fuck Stephen King, and I'd kill Karen Carpenter. I agree with July.
Yep.
But you seem so taken with his choice of fucking Stephen King, and now you're doing the same thing? You're just following him?
I think I talked him into it.
I think he did, too. You're right. I tried to look at it from another angle, and I saw that you were right.
Mm-hmm. I could see that you, in your mind, you were like, this is so out there.
Yeah, it is out there. Can you believe this website is up there? FMK.io. I don't know. If you guys want to check it out, it's crazy. Do you want to do a global trend?
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. Global trends is a new segment where you get to choose, where I get to choose which area in the world we get to see what's trending.
Did you understand that? There's a new feature on Twitter where you can see what's trending in different cities all over the world. So you can say a city and he'll see what's trending there right now. So
Or a country.
Or a country. So do you want to name a city or a country, and we'll find out what's trending there?
Okay. Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Let's find out what's trending in Sao Paulo, Brazil. I bet it's that big statue of Jesus.
Oh, I doubt it. They're probably not talking about it there.
No, it's not trending.
They're probably sick of hearing about it. That's like their Hollywood Walk of Fame, you know? Like, we don't hang out in the Walk of Fame.
Somos Faz da Bandinha Coreana is trending.
This Are these all in Spanish?
No, that's
Are in
Portuguese.
8 years of Kid Rahuki.
Kid Rock? Ki?
Kid Raul, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Dalva el Heredilto.
We should say these into the new Google Translate and see what happens. Ooh. All right, so there's a new Google Translate out there, right? That does a pretty good job translating things.
We're having some really good fun earlier. With it.
July does not speak Portuguese, as far as I can tell.
No.
But he's going to read these Portuguese phrases, and we'll see how Google Translate translates them to English. Okay?
Red one.
Red man.
I guess Red Man from the Wu-Tang Clan is trending over there.
Okay.
Somos faz de bandinha coreana.
We are part of Korean Bandit.
We are part of Korean Bandit is trending? Okay. What else?
What is that?
8 years of Kid Raul.
Well, that's English.
8 years of hope.
Oh, Kid Raul means hope.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Colonia.
Colony.
A colony is trending.
Colony is trending.
Interesting. These are really interesting topics that are trending.
Ask lunáticos.
Oh, lunáticos means whimsical. Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Tara Reid and Ian Ziering returning for Sharknado 3.
All right, listen. It's Ian Ziering, not Ian Ziering. How many times? I think that Ian Ziering should call Google and tell them to fix the pronunciation of their name in the text-to-speech.
Ian Ziering.
Because they're saying Ian and it should be Ian?
It should be Ian. So it should know that there's a Ziering there and pronounce it Ian.
You're asking too much.
Yeah.
It's not a real person.
I did.
Do you want the robots to be that smart?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it should be able to understand our speech patterns so that the ultimate robot friend can eventually be built.
Wagada, I am that smart.
Wow.
Well, it is that smart.
Wow.
And it knows that you're Wagada.
I'm not Wagada. I'm Agata, A-G-A-T-A.
Yes, you are Wagada.
No, I'm not.
She's pretty quick.
You're not a psychic. You're just a stupid robot.
I bet she's coming up with the perfect response right now.
I am stupid with two O-O's.
With two O-O's? So four O's. Okay. All right. So Ian Ziering is back for Sharknado 3.
Uh-huh. Was that really a question? Like,
what?
What do you mean? Well, because Sharknado was so popular and they were in the first two movies. Like, is it crazy
it's
that
Sharknado.
They would be...
Sharknado.
It is pretty crazy.
Tomato Sharknado.
It is pretty crazy because you would think Sharknado 2, they're done. What else can they do?
They ruined New York City.
And L.A.
Yeah. Well, the first movie was L.A. The second movie, they ruined New York and the sky above New York.
Mm-hmm.
They did some real damage.
What can they do now, you know?
What city are they going to destroy next, you know? Like... Isn't the government going to stop them? Anybody? Anybody going to step in?
It says here the sharks will cause destruction in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C.
Oh, no.
No, there's too many important things going on there.
They should, you know where they should send the sharks next?
All right, we'll say it at the same time.
Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Miami.
Wait. All right, if you have enjoyed this show, please subscribe at twb.cool. Ask questions at Ask Agata.
iTunes,
432 Agata High, SoundCloud, hey at twb.cool, at TrendsWBenefits, Facebook.com/TrendsWBenefits, where the W is for with.
Nice.
And check us out. We'll be back next week with a great guest. That's a promise. Or, I don't know. I shouldn't promise.
No.
So, thanks for listening. And do I have a sign off for this show? Eggs with Benedicts?
Bye.
Oh, yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.